It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Raquel Cole. Raquel, thank you so much for doing this. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on the air. And you know what's so fun? I love that we got to meet in person at CCMA this year because I know you. It's not
It was great. It was great catching up. And let's I want to ask you about your new song in just a few moments, but let's talk about the CCMA. This is great to see you chatting at CCMA Media Row. How did you enjoy your time as a whole there in Calgary?
It was so fun, and there's just this feeling of, I don't know, music seems to be, like, vibrant again, and it was so good to be together with everybody. I don't know how you felt, but it was such a good weekend.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. It had been a while. I mean, the last CCMAs I had gone to was when it was previously in Calgary in 2019, and then it had, a couple of years it was virtual, then it was in London, which I didn't attend. I know some people did, so it was kind of my first time back at the CCMAs. Kind of the first time it was back full swing of things, and it was a lot of fun. It was great, and congratulations to you releasing a brand new song, exciting time called "Hate That I Need You." Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be written? It's an awesome song.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I really do love this song, and I wrote it with two friends of mine in Nashville, actually, Bonnie Baker and Chad Carlson. And I was recently dating someone and they, started probing me about my personal life, which oddly enough, as a songwriter, you think, you know, you're always super vulnerable and like talk about all your feelings, but you know, sometimes we pick and choose and there's a little fiction and truth and all that. And so kind of I realized I've been, you know, independent a long time and am a pretty independent person. And it was funny to admit that I was like really into this guy and really wanted it to work out. And so the song was born, "Hate That I Need You." And I played it all this last year and last November on the Washboard Union tour. And it was the song that everybody would post on their socials or say that they loved it. And it just sort of inspired me to put it out as a single, thinking, okay, I think people might like this song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And you kind of led me into my next question, because I was going to ask you what it's like playing a song, a brand new song for the first time. Now, you've played this one, it sounds like, quite a bit when you're out on tour, but kind of taking you back to the first time you were playing this song live, what were those emotions like for you? Super nervous, super excited, a mixture of both. What are those emotions like playing a brand new song for the first time for a live audience?
Oh, I think a mixture of both. Yeah, it's exciting and it's a bit not nerve-wracking, but it's, I think, yeah, it was good. I don't really remember, actually. I'm sure it was good.
But how so it sounded like that tour, it went really well. How did you enjoy the tour and how did that all go for you?
Oh, it's been such a blast. I've never done an across Canada, sorry, I can't speak this morning, tour. we started in Saskatchewan, actually, and we're going to end this tour. We went all the way to the Maritimes, and I'm about to hit the road with them tomorrow, playing in Montreal, BC, and then we end in Paris. So I've got to see so much of the country and meet so many people, and it's just been a really, really cool experience.
That's awesome. Joined right now by Raquel Cole. I want to ask you, I believe you recently played the Song Suffragette show in Nashville. Now, I whenever I have an opportunity to promote this event, I do so, because I've been to Nashville 4 times. It's been a while. I haven't been since before COVID. But one of the first things I do, usually I arrive on the Monday and I go to the Song Suffragette show on the Monday night. And I just think it's fantastic. And I know you recently performed on the show. So can you tell us a little bit about what it's like and how special the Song Suffragette show is there in Nashville?
Sure. I love that you check it out when you're down there. And it's a really cool show. I've been lucky enough to perform on it a few times. The Listening Room is a great venue in Nashville, and it was just kind of born out of the whole females not being played on country radio. And every Monday night, the Listening Room sells out, and it's just females on stage. Song Suffragettes, you know, kind of the name says a lot of what it's about. And it's, yeah, it's just a really cool experience of, like, women building up women and sharing their music and just showing how great they are, you know. And it's cool that the show is still going and that it's so successful.
Yeah, it's been going for a while now, and it's fantastic. And it's kind of like a songwriting round, acoustic performances, all female lineup, and it is fantastic there, the Listening Room. So if anyone's going to be in Nashville, I highly recommend it. Monday night at the Listening Room, it is fantastic. Raquel, before I let you go, I want to ask you kind of what's on the way for you in the next little bit. You said you can continue touring. After the tour, are you taking some time off? Are you continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the rest of the year looking like for you and into 2023 possibly?
Ooh, good question. You know, finishing the tour with Washboard Union, we've got some more shows actually at the end of the year too together that are outside of the tour, which is exciting. And then in January, I've got a lot of writes booked. I want to write a few more songs, and I've got plans to put out an EP or an album with "Hey That I Need You" and my single "Think About You" from last year. And I just got some songs I'm really dying to get out there. And then there's a couple of spots that need to be filled. So I'm going to write with my favorite people, and yeah, and just keep making music. It's been a real blast putting stuff out the last couple of years, and I'm kind of like on a roll, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are definitely looking forward to all that is on the way for you. Raquel, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat here today. I wish you all the best. Have a great time, a continued great time out there on tour, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Really nice to chat, and have a great day.